Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Hurricane Center is reporting Tropical Storm Elsa has moved over Florida Straits early Tuesday after unleashing heavy rains on Cuba Monday. The storm was packing maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. The U.S. military vacated Bagram Air Base on Friday after 20 years of fighting terrorists in the Afghan War. Afghan military officials reportedly said U.S. forces left in the dead of the night without notifying them. Afghan looters got there first and started stealing anything not nailed down. The base is now under Afghan government control. It was reported Monday Jennifer Dowker, a charter boat captain, recently discovered a 95-year-old bottle containing a note at the bottom of the Sheboygan River. The note, dated November 1926, read, "Will the person who finds this bottle return this paper to George Morrow, Sheboygan, Michigan?" George Morrow's daughter, Michelle, came forward and said that was so like her dad, who must have written it when he was 17 or 18. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let's get an update on the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Dan Naraki reports.
During remarks at an Independence Day celebration, President Biden said that the coronavirus no longer controlled the lives of Americans. But some health experts say they're still worried about a combination of the more transmissible Delta variant of the virus and pockets of the country that have low vaccination rates. Dr. Peter Hotez is the Dean of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine and tells CNN that while progress is being made, there are still areas of the nation being hard hit by the virus.
Well, it's certainly true both for some segments of the country, maybe most segments of the country, but we now have these areas that have ongoing outbreaks and are extremely vulnerable, and they're areas where two things are going on. One, where vaccination rates are low, and the Delta variant occupies a significant percentage of the virus isolates. So, for instance, in Missouri, 53% of the virus isolates are the Delta variant. Low vaccination rates, guess what? People are now going into intensive care units in southern Missouri.
USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Let's get an update on the Surfside, Florida partial tower collapse last month. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower now stands at 28 after search and rescue teams pulled more victims from the rubble of the 12-story structure. Another 117 remain unaccounted for. Search efforts were periodically paused on Monday as the outer bands of Tropical Storm Elsa brought rain and lightning to the area. At a news conference Monday evening, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava praised the rescue crews, saying they've pushed ahead through many difficulties.
For 12 days, fire, smoke, and now wind and torrential rain. They are continuing the mission and the search of the collapse area. They've worked under this great difficulty, and they have pulled shifts to rotate because that's how much they want to be out there searching. The first responders are the most frustrated by any delays we have experienced. Truly, they live to save lives.
The Montreal Canadiens avoided a sweep of the Stanley Cup Finals Monday night as they defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in overtime in Game 4, thanks to Josh Anderson's game winner. Filmmaker Richard Donner, who directed 1978 Superman and mastered the Lethal Weapon franchise, has died in Los Angeles, California, Monday. He was 91. Steven Spielberg said being in his circle was akin to hanging out with your favorite coach, smartest professor, fiercest motivator, most endearing friend, and staunchest ally. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, Dr. George, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good to have you with us. You've got a new report to share with us about the culture's unbiblical philosophies that are seducing most American Christians. Interesting.
Well, it is interesting and unfortunate because when you look at the nature of these things that we're buying into, we're fitting in with the culture so well that the culture certainly is influencing us more than we're influencing the culture, if this is any indication.
Not a good sign, because it's supposed to be the other way around, right?
Well, of course it is. But, you know, when you look at a lot of these ideas, whether we're talking about truth or karma or goodness or purpose, all of these kinds of things, what we're finding is that Americans are gravitating to what makes them feel good, which, of course, isn't a surprise,
right?
Because we're spending less time thinking and more time feeling these days.
Well, we've been conditioned, George, over the decades here to become, you know, consumers, and that's the way we're approaching life. I mean, when you look back, and you and I talked about this before in the book of Judges, you know, with prosperity comes this attitude that we've got it all under control. We can be our own boss and see things according to our own eyes, and we end up surrendering biblical principles to the altar of convenience.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you use the word surrendering, because, of course, that's supposed to be one of the hallmarks of Christians, is that we would surrender our lives to Christ, that we would give up our agenda to embrace His. But we don't see that happening very much in American society these days. We're willing to surrender our agenda to that of other entities than God. And unfortunately, that has dramatic implications for how we live and where the country's headed.
Exactly. Well, it is a clear binary choice, but the lines get blurred because we want to see things according to our own eyes. And when we disengage from godly principles and God Himself, I mean, God's very direct about it. He says, look, at you go into that world and, you know, you are going to bring on confusion. And this is where this country, at least from my perspective, what I see happening, because we've untethered ourselves from the rock of morality and the rock of truth.
Well, it's true, and as you say, so what's happening is that we become the arbiters of truth, not even so much that we're embracing cultural truth, because we're not sure that that exists either. What we're embracing is personal truth, and the idea here is a mix of different philosophies and worldviews that ultimately winds up having an Eastern flavor to it of you have to look inside. You have to dig deep within yourself to find, quote-unquote, your truth, as if your truth has any bearing on anything, as if it means anything or comes from any significant place. What we've done is we've rejected the idea that there is a definition of truth, a giver of truth, a representative of truth, and we've taken all that onto our own shoulders and said, we'll take it from here.
Why are we being so easily seduced here, George?
Well, you know, in looking at all of these things, Bill, there were two things that struck me. One of those is that we are seeking pleasure. Mm-hmm. And so when there's a philosophy or an opportunity or a perspective that seems to offer us the option of feeling better about ourselves or feeling a greater degree of satisfaction or happiness, some kind of pleasure, we're pursuing that. Mm-hmm. So whereas biblical Christianity would say, you know what, your best option, really your only viable option, is to give God control and to make choices that fit with his prescribed way of life. Because when he gave us those prescriptions, mm-hmm. they were for our benefit. But instead what we're doing is saying, nah, I want to feel it now. I want to have the immediate experience, whether it's sexual or material or relational, emotional, whatever it may be, that's what we're seeking, and we want it right now. So whatever it takes to get it, we're willing to pay that price.
It's amazing. We are following the lead of our forefathers from the original sin with Adam and Eve, listening to the words of Satan, not listening to the words of God, when he said, did God really say? And so then what happens is the truth becomes relative. We are our own arbiters of our faith. And then we start buying into this idea that truth is relative, your truth, my truth, and all roads lead to heaven.
Yeah, and it fascinates me, too, looking at our society from a sociological point of view to see how important language has become in this day and age. And so what we've done is we've taken words and phrases and concepts that for literally hundreds and hundreds of years, there was a standard, known, accepted definition. And so much of that goes back not just to history, but to spiritual truth. Mm-hmm. And yet what we're doing these days is saying, no, we're going to redefine that. We're going to challenge every idea, every thought, and we're going to bring it to a different narrative and somehow redefine things so that they fit this alternative narrative that ultimately will give you pleasure as well as other things that you're seeking. It's all a lie, of course,
right,
but
of course.
Even the idea of deception or lie or manipulation, mm-hmm. even that's being redefined as we speak.
It does cycle, doesn't it? I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, so it's not like there haven't been other people, you know, so brilliantly inclined over the millennia that have challenged this, like you said, and have found out for themselves the dismal results.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, as you alluded to, I mean, we can go all the way back to the Garden of Eden to see mm-hmm. when this process started. And so when we look at all the evils and the distortions that are happening in our culture today, if we simply take the time to sit down and read through the stories and the principles that God has given to us, we'll see all of these things in there. It's not like, oh, wow, we came upon this new way of distorting reality. No, it's already been done. Maybe we've given it a different name. We've prettied it up a little bit. But it's really the same old set of lies and deceptions. And frankly, I mean, Satan just keeps putting a new coat of paint on everything, but it's the same building.
But it's also why we need to be critical in our thinking and discerning of those who, like you say, have twisted the language and have participated with the accuser to bring us all down and take us away from God. But if we accommodate the words, we accommodate the participants of these words and arbiters of these words, I mean, we become subjected, you know, to the results and what's, you know, how our culture is being affected, even how our worldview is being altered.
It's true. You know, I think one of the seductions that we're falling for is the need to feel as if we're relevant, we're current, mm-hmm. we're edgy. And the reality is that when you pursue that path, typically it doesn't wind up very good. You wind up being a prisoner of the culture and consequently a victim of these quote-unquote new ideas, which are simply old ideas that have proven to be destructive for humanity over the course of decades, if not centuries.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. George Barna. Got to go to quick break. We've got more from Dr. Barna after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally in the languages people were born to speak. In August 1946, the inaugural Gospel Tide Hour broadcast was aired locally in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. By 1978, the program had grown and started broadcasting across southern Africa. And now, after 75 years, the Tide Ministry reaches millions of people globally with a life-changing gospel message. Celebrating our 75th year as our diamond anniversary, we're looking ahead with a diamond vision for the next 75 years. The word diamond is derived from adamas, which means enduring or invincible. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, love endures all things. Christ's love certainly does endure. And as the Tide Ministry and our partners share His love across the world, lives are being transformed and given enduring hope. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision and how you can help us tell even more people about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. fresh and independent we are. That's our commitment to you. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. We're talking about a biblical worldview with Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, for the sake of a refresher here for our audience, you know, you and I talk about holding to a biblical worldview. Explain to our audience so there's no confusion whatsoever what a biblical worldview represents.
Yeah, and it's probably a lot simpler than many people are afraid that it is, because, you know, you hear worldview and your eyes start to roll. But really all we're talking about is your decision-making filter in life. Everybody has one. We don't all have the same one. Mm-hmm. But you need to have that kind of filter that helps you to experience and understand and interpret and respond to all the different realities that you're going to encounter from moment to moment in your life. And so when we talk about worldviews, there are a lot of different ideas that can form the basis of that decision-making filter that you have. But when we talk about a biblical worldview, what we're discussing is trying to understand the core principles and teachings and commands that are in the scriptures that were given to us so that when we make decisions, we're making ones that not only honor and glorify God, but because of that, they're serving our own best interests. So in that sense, it's kind of a positive, selfish thing. We're not doing it for our own good. We're doing it because we were created by God to know him, to love him, and to serve him with all our heart, mind, strength, and soul.
Exactly.
But the way that we do that is through these decisions that we make from moment to moment. That's what makes a worldview real, and that's what gives our life a particular trajectory as to whether or not we're actually going to be disciples of Christ or disciples of the world.
It adds a power of agency, so to speak, because not only are you reflecting the glory of God to serve God, but you naturally serve one another in a different sort of way, and you can't give what you don't have. And God, as he blessed Abraham, said that he would bless Abraham so that even the nations would bless. So those who would bless Abraham would be blessed. Those who would be cursed. And in essence, that blessing from God carries over to all of us that hold to a biblical worldview, that follow Jesus' words that said, look at the best commandment, the greatest commandment ever. You love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and you love your neighbor as yourself. You love one another. So there's a vertical dynamic here that balances the horizontal. And you can't have one without the other, and especially in this fallen world, if you don't have the vertical relationship, Lord have mercy on the horizontal.
Yeah, a great way of putting it. And, you know, this relates back to what Paul was trying to get all the people that he had contact with to understand, which is that we're getting it wrong, folks, and so you're going to have to allow God to renew your mind.
Yeah.
You know, we were tainted by sin. Okay, we're moving in the wrong direction because of that power over us. We're going to have to allow Christ to break that power, and as a result of Jesus now taking over, your mind can be renewed. And as a result of that, you become a disciple of Christ. And Jesus himself talked about the marks of a disciple, one of which John 15 he talked about was you will produce much fruit, you know, talking about spiritual fruit. Mm-hmm. And so that change in your mind produces a change in your behavior, which completely reorients your life. You do become that new creation in Christ. It's such a miraculous, marvelous thing to behold.
Yeah, and for, you know, those of us that experience, you know, this radical change, you know that it's only because of God that this has happened. And it's overwhelming, George. It's overwhelming to such a degree, which is also part of the mandate, so to speak, of holding to a biblical worldview, that you can't contain it. You know, Jesus would tell those that he healed, hey, don't tell anybody. But how could they not say something to someone, especially for somebody who goes, hey, wait, George, I just saw you were down there. You were in beggar's clothes, man. You couldn't walk, and you know, people had to drag you and help you out, and now all of a sudden you're dancing the streets here. What the heck happened to you?
Well, and, you know, for me, looking at the bigger context of all of this, recognizing that we live every moment of every day of our lives in the context of spiritual war, Yes. I think that's why maybe it seems like the war is heating up now. Mm-hmm. And why we're falling for these seductive lies, you know, whether it has to do with karma or the fact that, you know, you just need some faith. It doesn't matter what faith, because they're all of equal value. There are no absolute truths, so you don't have to be real careful or cautious. Just do whatever feels right. You know, if it seems good, it probably is. The idea that, you know, you're a creation of God, and so you must be good. You're basically good in your essence. Don't worry about things like sin. That's probably not real anyway. And really, all God wants for you is that you be happy. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on,
right,
of all these things that started with truth, but then went off by a degree, and then 2 degrees, and then 10 degrees, and now we're like way off course.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't even realize it, because it just happened a little bit at a time. We bought one lie today, one lie tomorrow, one lie the day after. Before you know it, everything that we're buying into is a sack of lies.
Exactly. Well, that's like, you know, you'll talk to people who are in prison. And, you know, and they're talking about what they experienced, you know, that suddenly they were bank robbers. And you say, well, what happened? You know, how did you get here? Just exactly as you said, it was a little bit of a lie that they bought into. And before you know it, it got compounded. And before you know it, they're spending, you know, 20 years in jail for breaking the law. Seriously.
Well, and that, I believe, is one of the reasons why when we work with people in the area of worldview, you know, we know that a worldview begins developing at 15 to 18 months of age and is fully formed by the age of 13. And yet, churches, for instance, continue to focus on developing the worldview of adults. Why? It's already formed. They're not changing it. To change an adult's worldview is incredibly difficult. It can be done, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit can change anybody at any moment. But, you know, this is one of the reasons why I think strategically we're moving in the wrong direction. We need to be focusing on children in the same way that Lenin and Mao Zedong and Mussolini and many other world leaders who were tyrants,
right,
said, look, give me a child until they're 7. I'll have them for the rest of their life. When are we as the church going to recognize, yeah, that's where the battle is won and lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's with young people. So let's get there first. Let's get there best. Let's give it our best shot and make a real difference in lives.
Well, that's why the turn of the century, the 20th century, Dewey and progressives went after public education in the manner in which they did. And look at where they are, you know, 120 years later. I mean, they've got a stranglehold over our public education to such a degree that we're all scratching our head going, what the heck happened? How did we get here? We're dealing with critical race theory and all kinds of, you know, you talk about upside down words and the logical, illogical, I should say, trajectory that we're putting our kids on. It's beyond disgusting.
Well, it isn't to me. That's one of the great things that I think came out of COVID,
mm-hmm,
is that parents, for the first time, actually many of them saw for the first time what their children are being taught, what they're being exposed to. And so now large numbers of them have pulled their children out of the public schools and put them in better environments, whether it's homeschooling or Christian, mm-hmm, schools. But they recognize, yeah, you know what, they are actually damaging my children. And because I'm responsible for their life and their care and their best interests, I've got to yank them out of that environment.
Exactly. And what's happening is parents are responding by going to school boards, taking over. There also is a more adamant, you know, expression for vouchers. You know, I think that this could be a seminal moment for the educational process here in the United States, where education is now taken back by the family where it should always have been.
Yeah, I totally. You know, and that's what the Bible teaches, is that, mm-hmm, look, as a parent, the most important thing you're ever going to do is how you raise your children. Do you raise them up to know, love, and serve God, or you raise them up to be a good citizen of the world?
Amen. Dr. George Barna, always appreciate your insight and reporting. How can people be in touch?
CulturalResearchCenter.com. That's where we've done all our research. It's free. Download it, send it out. You can subscribe to get alerts to when the new reports come out, and we hope it'll cause you to really think about what you're doing.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. Finance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
National Hurricane Center is reporting Tropical Storm Elsa has moved over Florida Straits early Tuesday after unleashing heavy rains on Cuba Monday. The storm was packing maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. The U.S. military vacated Bagram Air Base on Friday after 20 years of fighting terrorists in the Afghan War. Afghan military officials reportedly said U.S. forces left in the dead of the night without notifying them. Afghan looters got there first and started stealing anything not nailed down. The base is now under Afghan government control. It was reported Monday Jennifer Dowker, a charter boat captain, recently discovered a 95-year-old bottle containing a note at the bottom of the Sheboygan River. The note, dated November 1926, read, "Will the person who finds this bottle return this paper to George Morrow, Sheboygan, Michigan?" George Morrow's daughter, Michelle, came forward and said that was so like her dad, who must have written it when he was 17 or 18. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Kemp joins us, quarterback for the family and for all of us. Let me tell you, Ivy League graduate who played 11 seasons as a QB in the National Football League with the LA Rams, the Niners, Seattle Seahawks, Philadelphia Eagles. Today he's more passionate than ever about strengthening men, marriages, families, and bringing groups and teams together for exciting results. That's what it's all about. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Great. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Good 4th of July.
Yeah, got my family around, doing a good job. Got a son that's a firefighter. Had to do a couple extra calls because of fireworks, but no big problems in this free country of ours.
Yes. Yeah, there's interesting episodes, and maybe that's a book that your son could write about, is some of the most ridiculous things people do on the 4th of July with fireworks. That could probably fill up volumes, because you realize at that point that we are humanoids and not perfect, and we can do some pretty silly things in our temporal skin, can't we?
We can. I've done some of them myself and seen my son do them as well, but we're fortunate to not have serious injuries at this point. But happy 4th,
yes.
Independence Day, a legacy of freedom. And let's all appreciate and steward it as you and your listeners try to do.
Yes. Hey, Jeff, you know, in watching this series of Chosen, the thing that comes out, and you kind of touched on this the other day when we were talking, and that's how Jesus related to men and the less thans. And there's a lot that we can take away with his approach, because It can be challenging to relate to the unreasonable. The word says that we should sit down and reason together. Well, what happens when you're dealing with a knucklehead that doesn't want to reason?
Well, I think we need to have our awareness that everyone's got a knucklehead backstory and not just judge the knucklehead right off the bat. Mm-hmm. By the same token, we don't need to bend over backwards to tolerate the knucklehead behavior when it's going to hurt someone. Jesus drew lines, but he also made friends with guys that were knuckleheads, and he put up with some knucklehead behavior by Peter and some real lack of trust by Thomas. He went out of his way to forgive Peter three times for pretty significant betrayal. But he did this really in the context of personal relationship. Okay?
Exactly.
I think that's what I would like to talk about, Bill, is that we men really were wired for teamwork, mm-hmm. friendship, for mentoring, for having a dad and being a dad. And in a culture where fatherhood is kind of at a deficit,
without a doubt.
Men sadly also drift away from deep friendship. We have the surface friendship, which is sports and business. But Jesus, man, he built deep friendship. He hung out together, and he helped one another grow and improve. And that's what our friendships need to do.
Exactly.
You need to have friends who help you grow, help you improve, keep you honest, improve you as a husband, focus you in as a dad, a place you can confess your sin and be honest, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's a challenge for Christians that think, okay, I can go ahead and go from, you know, 0 to 10 in 2 seconds. You just met somebody, you have no relationship with them. They don't even know where you're coming from, other than you just seem to be some sort of Jesus freak. And, Jesus built bridges. You're exactly right. He built bridges into these men, particularly his disciples, those that he was mentoring. And even with others, he found a way to relate to them first. Even the woman at the well, he found a way to connect with her and build that bridge. And upon that bridge, then communication can take place. And I think that's where sometimes we get ourselves in trouble and we forget how Jesus, you know, establish that bridge and that relationship to where you could sit down and reason together, even with the most knucklehead of knuckleheads.
I think today, what that would look like in our world, like Jesus, he knew Nathan. He said about that guy, he said, well, there's an Israelite in whom there's no guile, mm-hmm. Because he discussed his skepticism of Jesus. And can anything good come from Nazareth, he said?
Right.
Jesus saw, well, okay, here's a straight shooter. He doesn't have much discretion, but I'll say there's no guile in him, and I'll get to know him. Today, I think to sit down with a person over lunch, over a meal, and ask them, hey, tell me your story. What was your childhood like? Tell me about your dad. What were the toughest mm-hmm. chapters in life you've been through? And to be honest with them about your life, not just, hey, I was the best quarterback on the high school team. Hey, I had the biggest sales number last, try to impress people. No,
right.
Tell them your story. But once you get to know each other, then you find out, I think I could be deep friends with that person. And oftentimes we don't define friendship. So we get disappointed when the friendship isn't there in a crisis. Maybe they tell something we told them to someone else. And then we think, oh my gosh, they're not trustworthy. They let my secrets out. Well, I recommend that guys who are forming close friendships, like a huddle, maybe mm-hmm. two best friends that they want to talk to for life, start off and say to each other, hey, let's be committed friends who huddle every week. And our goal is to become better men, help each other in character and relationships and our work, our faith. So let's connect every week. Let's be honest. Let's be confidential. Mm-hmm. Let's be trusting of each other. Let's look for the best, but let's make sure this is a friendship where we tell the truth to each other and we can open up fully and tell each other what's going on, what's the most important thing in our life. I'd like that kind of friendship where we pray
exactly.
for and support each other and we don't have mm-hmm. secrets. If
yeah.
you define that and say, do you want that? Then you're kind of on an equal footing when you go into building that kind of friendship. And men can do friendship and can do it well, but mm-hmm. it's just rare these days because everything stays on the surface.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had the honor to talk with Dan Brighton and Ron Forseth from Athletes in Action. And what they do, Jeff, as this should come about, is they have committed in their friendship to go through the book of Proverbs. Every day they read the corresponding, you know, chapter of Proverbs. And they said it takes about 5 minutes, you know, outside of the reading. And they call each other and just say, hey, what did you get from that chapter? And they have, you know, this is a good, you know, conversation starter. And, you know, and what this has done for their relationship and how this has been branching out and catching fire with other people. I've been doing Proverbs, gosh, correspondingly with each day, I don't know, probably for about 20 years. But when I heard their story, I said, okay, I know just the guy that I'm going to lasso into this, that we're going to do this together. And and what it is, you just, it's kind of a relay race. You know, you do it with your buddy, and then your buddy does it with his buddy, and it just keeps multiplying, you know. And but what an awesome way to do what you're, I mean, in terms of a practical way of doing what you've suggested.
It is. And I'd like, you know, that idea of talking to someone, you know, like every day.
Yes.
5 minutes checking in and having something super practical from God, his word, to look at. This morning after this call, I've got a huddle Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Meaning I have three or four friends. We meet every 2 weeks. We get on a Zoom and we ask two questions. Bill, the first one is, what's the most important thing you need to talk about? And each guy volunteers the area of his life that most needs some attention, where he most struggles, where maybe there's a real doubt or question, or he's got a big decision. Maybe it's a place where he's been losing his temper, drinking too much, lust, whatever. But we will volunteer that information, okay?
Well,
second question is, what have you learned from God in the Bible this week? And that kind of makes you accountable to do that digging yourself, to be with the Heavenly Father. So those two questions alone will fill up an hour, hour and a half. And each guy talks for 10, 15. Sometimes one guy will talk for 30 minutes because it's really a big week for him.
Mm-hmm.
But those questions, what's the most important thing you need to talk about? And what are you hearing from your Father in the Word of God this week? And that's really powerful. That's what a huddle does. I do that with one group of guys weekly here in Little Rock, and we do it every other week on a Zoom with guys all over the country.
That's
you
awesome.
You can't do 10 people or 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you deal with 2 or 3 or 4 at the max.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jeff Kemp, as always, we appreciate the ideas. How can people be in touch with you as we wrap up?
Well, go to jeffkempteam.com and email me, and I'll send them some resources.
And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays. And pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you speak,
Jeremy Camp Music, huh? When you speak, that's his latest, and we're going to replay that interview with Jeremy later on this week, so stay tuned for that. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, in case you missed Jeff Kemp's reference to his website, jeffkempteam.com. Jeff's been known to help CEOs, senior emerging leaders elevate individual and team performance through his unique relationship-based model, as you can tell from our conversation. It's about relationship. It's about assessing the team and encouraging the one at the top, the CEOs. I know for many years I did a similar type of work with chief executive officers across the country. And one of the things that I would encourage them to do was to continue to beat the mission statement drum, because that is so easily forgotten. That and sometimes, you know, you almost get tired of repeating it over and over again. But that's your brand. That's your reason to live. And people have to be reminded, because they so often forget. And it's so easy for them in the midst of all the work and business and pressures of life to kind of let go. It's kind of reminiscent, if you remember, of Mice and Men. It was the constant refrain, you know, Lenny, tell me, where are we going? Where are we going to be at? How's it going to end up? And it was that constant reminder that they were going to be on a lake, they were going to be fishing, there was going to be this repose and time of peace and joy, and just the two of them being able to be together. And it was that, you know, to me, that was my big takeaway, you know, from that play of Mice and Men. So Jeff Kemp, again, we appreciate his time. So check it out, jeffkempteam.com. Time for the good news, girl. Yes, we're talking Samantha Mao. If you go to our website at billmartinezshow.com, you'll see Sam's Corner. And Sam has all the these viral videos. I mean, she's searching high and low for this, you know, these plethora of reports and these great news stories out there. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good 4th of July. Everything was fine. The dogs, everybody, they stayed within their skulls. I know dogs have a hard time with, with fireworks and that sort of thing. We had a Dalmatian, and we ended up getting him one of those thunder shirts, and that seemed to calm him down here for a while. But he just, it's so funny. His hearing wasn't all that great, but when it came to the fireworks, it just really, it really stressed him out.
Well, my dogs were okay. We tried to keep, like, some noise going on, and, we actually had – I have four dogs, and we had my sister and her husband visiting, so they actually brought their dog, too. So we had about five dogs in my house.
Five dogs, huh?
Everybody made it. Yeah, it was a little – it could have gone a little crazy, but everybody was okay.
Well, that's like my friend in Ohio. I mean, at one time she had like 26 dogs, and I saw her, a week ago at NRB, and I just said, how are you doing with, what are you up to, 27 dogs, 30 dogs? Now she goes, oh, no, I think they're down to 8 or something. So she hasn't seen a dog that she can rescue or whatever, and she takes them full-blown in the house. I mean, they're all lying in bed with her and the husband unit and stuff, and I'm going, this is too insane for me, but, you know, I mean, I love dogs, but I think I have boundaries.
That's a little lot. That's a little much.
Yeah, you know.
For me before.
Yeah, it's like that movie, Must Love Dogs. I mean, it's like, yeah, but a pack of dogs? I don't know.
That's more than a pack. That's like.
Yeah, it's a plethora even.
It's a whole troop. Yeah,
yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, speaking of troop, you got two Boy Scouts who have rescued a drowning woman from Missouri floodwaters. What happened?
I've always heard of floodwaters are kind of different than, regular water whenever you're dealing with it. I think people are just caught off guard. So Joseph Diener, he's 16 years old, and Dominic Viet, he's 15. They were riding their bikes through their town in Columbia, Missouri, and they wanted to see, what was going on after there was a bunch of rainfall. Mm-hmm. And then they heard someone screaming for help. The woman had been swimming with a friend. And there were deep floodwaters that had like engulfed the basketball court, and then they realized she's drowning, and it was pretty much over her head by the time they even saw her. Their first mind is to get into the water, just to jump in. Of course,
this isn't happening like in a lake or a river. This is just like in a street on a basketball court. The floodwaters had risen so high. Well, yeah, you can tell how experienced we are in talking about this. Now, the people in Missouri, this is like every day. It's like, oh, yeah, this happens. This is okay. It's common stuff. Kind of like, California being raised with earthquakes. A lot of people don't understand earthquakes are here. We've got a hurricane, bearing down on the looks like West Coast heading towards Tampa. And, we take it in stride. We grow, we get educated and understand. But floodwaters like this, I'm like you. I've never been around it to see this, how this happens. But from what I understand, it comes on quite rapidly and it's very dangerous.
And I think that people just don't know what to expect. You can't tell how much current is under there. So,
yes.
So what the boys end up doing, they told the woman to grab onto their shoulders, and I guess her legs were already cramping because she'd been trying to stay above water for a certain amount of time and was having a hard time. So, she grabs onto each of their shoulders and they doggy paddle her to the shore. And they said for about 5 minutes, she was laying there coughing and just not really moving or talking. She's just trying to get her breath back. So they obviously came just in the nick of time. And the Columbia Fire Department is going to honor them with Citizens Life Safety Award, which, they clearly deserve. And that woman's lucky that there is these two young men that took quick action just going by. I feel like some people hesitate to react in moments like that. You don't have a moment.
Right, exactly. When life is measured in seconds, it demands a response of equal weight and timing. Otherwise, people die. And of course, in this kind of situation, my understanding, again, naive as it is, so for people who have experienced, they know that I'm on an edge here in talking about floodwaters. But from what I understand also is that you don't know what's underneath those floodwaters. I mean, those waters are moving quite rapidly. There's debris. There's things that can trap a person, that come along with that water. So, yes, fortunately for this woman, she was not caught up in something. something that, you know, could pull her down or trap her in such a way to where these boys could not extricate her. So, hey, a great job for the Boy Scouts, and thank God for them being situationally aware. And these are two citizens that down the road, I mean, here they are 15, maybe another 15 years. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how life, life's journey works out for them, right?
That's right. You know, you wonder what other great things they're going to accomplish. I have high hopes for them.
Exactly. We love America. These are Americans, let me tell you. After a 12-hour shift, these cops spent hours helping Waffle House staff get up and running. Tell us about this.
So this is in Tennessee. Six exhausted police officers helped after several employees. They had walked out on a shift in the middle of the morning on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
They always go to this restaurant. These officers go to this restaurant every week after their long 12-hour shift. And when they got there, a waitress was telling them that several people had walked out and they left all these dishes and overflowing trash. And, you know, that stuff piles up really quick when you're in restaurant that has any kind of amount of customers coming in. It's actually quite shocking how fast it can pile up if you don't have somebody keeping up with it.
Right.
Anyway, so there wasn't a single clean dish in sight, and there was an elderly woman that had arthritis trying to sweep and, you know, take care of stuff, and the officers just decided, you know what, we're going to help. So they ended up spending 2 hours taking orders and cleaning dishes and getting the restaurant back up and running.
Did they get a free waffle at least, I hope?
I bet they did. And they said, you know, it's stressful for them in the jail, but once the people, you know, they were talking about that. I think this was a nice change of pace for them, and they had the opportunity to help, and I'm sure they're going to be some favorite customers from now on at the Waffle House.
Well, without a doubt, this redefines the concept of community service, doesn't it?
That's right.
Right.
I feel like officers, like, usually they just have a heart for helping people, and they're looking for, you know,
that's the basis of their calling, right? I mean, they're there to serve. I mean, they just have a very unique wiring system, so they flow to the need, and so it's a natural thing for them to do. But when you see it happening, and we get good news stories like that, as opposed to the kind of narratives they're flying out, you know, to promote the exceptional, you know, on the negative side, as opposed to things like this that are positive and extraordinary. This next story of guardian angels comes full circle. Tell our audience about this one.
So this is 35 years ago. Mark Fasano and Paul Strasser, they were turning back from Catalina Island. It's like just off the coast of California, and they saw a capsized boat and a little tiny orange vest in the water. And apparently it was a little girl. She's 9 years old. It's Desiree Rodriguez. And, you know, just to imagine, so she lost her mom, dad, sister, aunt, and uncle in the accident. She was the only survivor, and she'd been there for 20 hours by the time they found her. So she was clearly at the end of her rope. It was amazing that she was even alive. And it was one of those meets. So this happened 35 years ago, like I said. And just recently, they actually were able to get back together. They were reunited on a show. And she was able to tell them how much she appreciated them and say that she hoped to keep in touch with them forever. And I just think this is like a special moment. And, you know, they had the chance to change the little girl's life that day and save her. And after what she had been through in that past 24 hours, they must have really looked like angels to her coming in.
I bet.
And the interview would be something worth watching.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, check it out. Sam's Corner, BillMartinezShow.com. A couple other stories you can read up on. Speaking of dogs, you got a Chinese monk that rescues 8,000 dogs, finds them new homes. This is, I guess it's a dog's day today because we got to talk about dog stories. Also, tuition is free at the Yale Drama School after a $150 million gift from David Geffen. Well, thank you for your generosity. We appreciate that. Well, Samantha Mao, as always, we appreciate it. Have a great day. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?